Hello everyone, my name is Freddy, and I'll be giving you all a rundown of our team's poster. Before I begin, I'd like to note that we made some minor changes to our architecture in light of the new information that the competition budget will be between $2,500 to $4,000, and that new virtual machine types are available on CycleCloud. For the competition, we plan to deploy six unique cluster architectures on the cloud to address each of the following applications. HPL and HPCG will be run back to back on the same cluster. IO500, GrowMax, CESM, MemXCT CPU, and MemXCT GPU. Deploying multiple clusters allows us to run multiple different applications at once and ensures that the team will continue to make progress in the event that a VM shuts down. We plan on reusing one of these clusters for the mystery challenge, as our team will have had ample experience dealing with each cluster. Each cluster architecture was created by conducting a performance scaling investigation with different cluster configurations, namely a single node cluster, a single node with two GPUs, and a four node cluster with GPUs. Running our applications on each of these clusters helps give our team an idea about how performance scales when adding GPUs or more nodes per to the equation. This strategy also helped us decide where to best allocate our budget. For example, we picked the HB120RS V2 VMs for CESM, as we found relatively poor scaling with multi-node runs for this CPU-only application and therefore wanted a CPU-dense VM. We also looked at the available documentation for performance scaling for each of the applications. As another example, we found that MemXCT is an extremely memory-intensive application whose primary bottlenecks are the amount of memory and memory bandwidth. We therefore looked for VMs with high amounts of memory along with CPUs with large amounts of cache. And we again found the HB120RS V2 VM to be a great fit for the CPU version of this application. We then created a chart documenting our findings for GrowMax, CESM, and MemXCT GPU. To ensure that we remain under the competition budget, we calculated an estimate of the cost for each cluster based on application running times that are depicted in the graphic called Proposed Timeline for Cluster Utilization. To reiterate, our competition preparation included studying and profiling applications to understand performance bottlenecks, running applications in different configurations and using different VM types, and creating a budget breakdown based on estimates for the time each application will take. Creating a diverse team was an important factor in our recruitment process. In order to ensure that we had a diversity in culture, education, and interests, we recruited understudy members who shadowed competing team members last year, as well as from women in ECE and women in CS. We also have two returning members this year, which helps to round out our team's experience level. Although there isn't a need for a physical cluster this year, our team is tremendously grateful for the invaluable support from our sponsors, NVIDIA, Jump Labs, Arm, and the National Center for Supercomputing Applications. Altogether, our sponsors helped us with both solving application-specific problems and applications like CESM and IO500, and with technical problems like profiling and compiling binaries. We would like to thank Jump Labs for providing us with an HPC cluster to practice on for the competition. Overall, we think we have a strong chance of winning thanks to our diverse team and the academic and technical resources provided by the University of Illinois' nationally acclaimed Computer Science and Computer Engineering departments along with NCSA.